The Escambia County Emergency Operations Center at Level 2, or partial activation on Tuesday, tracking Michael through the Gulf of Mexico. Residents in Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, and low-lying areas, the so-called Zone A, were ordered out at noon Tuesday. Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson is expecting visitors from out of town as well.
We plan not only to house our own Escambia County people, but we do expect support for those counties further east of here that we continue to hear are trying to move their people out of the way. We hope you will work with those citizens who come into our area and continue to work with them as they're here, because there will be clearly a significant impact to the further to the east.
Three shelters are opening in Escambia at the Pensacola Bay Center on East Gregory Street for general population and special needs, Escambia County Equestrian Center on Mobile Highway for horses with a current Coggins test permit, and at Molino Elementary School on Highway 97, which is pet-friendly. In Santa Rosa County, the Milton Community Center on Byram Street will provide a pet-friendly special needs shelter. Evacuees and other travelers in the panhandle can expect heavy traffic and snarls in some spots. Even more so, says Robinson, when bridges begin to close.
The bridges will be closed when sustained winds hit 40 miles per hour. So if you need to make any preparations, you need to do that now, and you need to begin to figure out where you want to go.
While Michael appears to be tracking to the east with landfall projected between Apalachicola and Destin, Robinson says the west Western Panhandle will also see some effects.
We still have a very likely chance to see tropical storm force winds, and there could be certainly wind damage that could occur in Escambia County. So we would ask you to get to your home, get to where you need to be.
Utilities have been gearing up for the past few days, ready to move in and begin restoring services brought down by Michael. Jeff Rogers at Gulf Power Company says this is not their first rodeo, but
we haven't had one like this in quite some time, and it's going to cause widespread power outages. The Panama City area will be hit the hardest right now, according to the latest forecast. They may see power outages that last up to a week or more with the strength of the storm that's coming in.
About 15,000 workers lined up by Gulf Power, Duke Energy Florida, Florida Power and Light, and Public Utilities are positioned to respond to anticipated widespread outages. While the attention is trained on the Eastern Panhandle, Big Bend area, Rogers says the Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach zone won't be totally spared.
We can expect tropical force winds as well, and for 7 hours straight, the Pensacola area, winds in excess of 30 miles per hour, which can cause significant damage. Good news is that we've been preparing staging resources and materials and crews to get ready for this.
And at least 2,000 additional crew members from utilities throughout the South and as far away as Texas, Nebraska, and Indiana are also ready if needed.
They are coming from all over the U.S. to come and help, not just us, but other energy providers that may be impacted as well. This is a significant storm. I mean, it's going to wreak havoc along its path as it travels upward into land through Georgia and so on. Something definitely to be ready for.
A citizen information line is open 24 hours a day until further notice at 850-471-6600. Additional information is available at your county website. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.